At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of DashPass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier and timely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks, no cash access, and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
The Miami Heat are back into the playoffs, and one of the main reasons why is Tyler Hero. We have seen him become a man this year. He is exactly what you want in these past two play-in games from a leader and, let's just be honest, your best player. Comes out and hits the first 8 shots against the Chicago Bulls, eliminating any doubt. Like, nah, we're coming out, we're coming to play, we're going to score points, we're going to make this happen. Finishes with 38 against the Chicago Bulls and really propels this team and sets the tone and gives you the confidence. Then last night, does what the best player in your team should do, lead you in scoring. 30 points, 44 minutes, 8 rebounds, 7 assists. This year, Tyler Hero isn't a boy wonder anymore. He is the man for the Miami Heat. Now, I saw the stat last night. 4 years for the Miami Heat, he has averaged over 20 points. That's right up there with Jimmy Butler, LeBron James. Now, once again, their times were limited. But he is right there scoring and also putting up stats that are in very good company. Now, once again, the Heat make the playoffs 6th year in a row. That also ties a franchise record for most consecutive years making a playoff. What has been the difference for Tyler Hero? Well, he kind of did the total 180 of what Jimmy Butler did. Pat Riley says, I need you to follow our program. I need you to show up. I need you to play. I need you to do what I tell you. Tyler Hero, instead of saying, man, you ain't going to tell me what to do, said, okay, I'll trust in the guy.
He has no cachet to do that.
Doesn't matter. He can do whatever he wants. Players these days are always entitled. Players have always been entitled. Hold up. I'm not going to let you slide on this one. No. Players have always been entitled to do what they want to do. There's freedom in this country to do what you want to do.
When you're a superstar.
No.
All right. Name me a player that go ahead. Name me a superstar.
Dion Waiters did what the hell he wanted to do and found his way out of town.
Right. So
Hassan Whiteside did whatever the hell he wanted to do.
You're not naming superstars.
Doesn't matter.
You're not named. Yeah, superstars. No, superstars can get away with stuff. Anybody
Jimmy
else that
Butler
tries
didn't get away with it.
Jimmy Butler's a superstar.
He didn't get away with doing what he wanted to do. He got out of here.
Yeah, which is what he wanted.
He got out of here. No, he wanted an extension. Don't talk about he wanted out of here. He wanted an extension.
And what did he
and
get?
He didn't get it.
And what did
gone,
he get? What
gone,
did he get?
Gone.
Did he get it? Did he get his extension
with a different team?
Okay, which is what he said. I don't want to play with this team anymore.
Tyler Hero's an all-star.
So?
Okay.
Okay, great.
He listened to Pat Riley.
Oh, boy.
Trusted in him, and he's having... I'm not even trying to get Jimmy Butler involved in this. I'm trying to say this. Tyler Hero has become a man this year, not a boy wonder anymore. He's an all-star. He's having his best year, and he showed great leadership in these past two play-in games. He committed to everything that was asked of him. And he's having a great year. He focused in. Is this not Pat Riley's best year? I'll give him that. Is this not Tyler Herro's best season, at least statistically?
I would say he'd probably take that sixth man of the year. That
really?
That was his best. I mean, that was his better season. I would want to have a great season and win.
Well, yeah.
Let's see how this season ends. Because the season could end in four or five games.
Let's be honest, Vlad.
Because I already heard you, when the tire was fixed and everything. Already, I saw you. You had your pom poms on. You ready to go?
Whoa! I never said that they were gonna.
You ready to go? I get it. People are gonna start thinking, oh, this could be a run like 2 years ago.
Hold up, I didn't say that.
No, I
said they've done it before. Sans Jimmy Butler this year, though.
Yeah. Okay.
No. I want to celebrate and enjoy the play-in, the first 10 seed to ever advance to the playoffs. I want to enjoy the games. I want to enjoy the
I can't wait. No. Well. Yeah, I want you to enjoy that because I can't wait. You know, guys, we did it 2 years ago.
Hold on.
We did it 2 years ago. Why can't we? Why everybody? I can't wait for that.
Oh, no. I'm not saying that.
Okay. Because, you know, there are people that think, oh, they're going to beat Cleveland tomorrow.
The hottest team in the NBA right now, baby.
Really? Really?
No, I'm not playing that game. I'm not doing that look what we've done now. Now we finally figured it out after 84 games.
Yeah, 84 games. No, okay. All of a sudden now.
Tyler Herro's lead the team. Bam Adebayo. No. Davion Mitchell. Look how Davion Mitchell's played. No. This series is going to be hell.
It's going to be they're going to sweep your ass.
We'll save that for keeping a buck. Hold on.
That's the question you're going to ask me.
Don't get mad. No. Don't get mad at me, Vlad, because I am not the person coming in today saying everything's been fixed. You better watch out for this.
No, Dan. I'm coming
in saying let's celebrate what we got.
Actually, yo.
Let's take it one
and
at a time.
You know what, Dan? I'm always trying to be, the realist. The person who's going to just, state the facts and the obvious, let's really look at things in all perspective. You know what, Heat fans? After the crappy season that this regular season was, this last week. No, you know what? F that. The last 3 weeks with the six-game?
Yeah, he had a six-game winning streak.
They had the six-game winning streak. They've played really good basketball. Even the games where the starters weren't playing, like that last game against Washington, it was a crappy game.
Yeah.
But if you went to take – it was a good game to watch. You saw Jaime had 41, whatever. These last two games, Miami Heat looked like a formidable team.
Yeah.
But if you're a Heat fan or you follow this team, you know there's going to be a quarter where everything goes to crap.
It struck again last night.
And it happened in the fourth.
Another 20-point fourth quarter. I thought the game was over. I should have known better.
I have never been a hater. I've never been a hater, Wayne D. Experience. I've always stated the facts. Always state the facts. When you guys are good, I clearly state why you guys are good. This season's been a crappy season.
Well, yeah,
but you made the playoffs.
Yes, and I want to say this. Now, I know this isn't Heat culture and all this stuff because, championships are nothing and we don't play like this. A lot of people thought the highlight of the season was going to be Tyler Herro winning the three-point shootout. A lot of people were saying that.
Thought the highlight of your season was when y'all beat Golden State and Jimmy.
But now the highlight of the season so far, and I understand
there's no highlight so far for the season.
Winning these two games.
It's not a highlight.
It's a highlight.
It's not a highlight.
You come from the 10th seed.
It's not a highlight because the Heat, you got to be sick and tired. What is every year, the last 2 years, don't want to be in a play-in. Don't want to be in a play-in. And then you were in a play-in. So it's not really successful when you're under 500 you were a 10 seed.
I felt better than I have all season long after the win last night. It's the highest I've been this season. Higher than Tyler Herro winning the three-point contest. Higher than beating Jimmy Butler. Higher than beating the Celtics by 20. Higher than beating Cleveland earlier this year.
Higher than beating the Lakers by 40?
Yeah, well, at that time, I wasn't very high because I thought the Lakers were going to be garbage, and they're not. So, yeah, to me, this is a high point of the season. This has been – I hate to say it, and if you're a true Heat fan, you're saying, what are you saying? This has been a successful run.
Run for what?
to make it into the playoffs. And I know, I know, come on. But what I'm saying is, when you look at the odds, first team to ever come out of the 10th seed to make it to the playoffs, 6 years consecutive making the playoffs, Tyler Hero playing great, averaging over 30 points a game in these play-ins. I'm okay. Davion Mitchell balling out in the
Listen, I got to give off-night credit.
He was off-night.
Last night, that second half, that fourth quarter in overtime, him and Trae Young went at it, and they were talking hella trash to each other, and he hit two big threes.
Three big threes.
Well, he had three big threes, but the
big
two
rebound too
towards the end. That was the funny part. Trae Young actually played decent defense, but didn't box out and allowed Davion to get their offensive rebound. And this has got to be, if you're Quinn Snyder, you're upset. Not only the guy gets the offensive rebound, but he curls around to get an open three-pointer to hit. Bad, 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 bad by the Atlanta Hawks. And great game. Very great, very good game. It was a very good game last night to watch.
I thought the Heat outplayed them, but they gave it away a little bit in the fourth.
They outplayed them, but then you look at it, at the end of the half, it was 9-point lead. And in the third quarter, when this is one of the things I give Miami credit for yesterday. Every time Atlanta tried to make a run, they countered it. They answered it. They cut it to three. Miami would score six baskets, 6 points in a row, get the lead back to nine, get the lead back to double digits. Atlanta kept on.
Yeah, I thought it was a streaky game.
It was, but Miami never allowed Atlanta to fully take control of the game. You know what I'm saying?
Like, never let it totally slip away.
Right. Like, even though the momentum was waning, like, their momentum was going to Atlanta, it never fully got to Atlanta where Miami was out of it. Even when Atlanta took the lead in the fourth quarter.
That was scary.
I give 14 credit. 14 hit baskets. That's when your best player in your team got to come through and got to make plays. Got to get the buckets to keep the team involved, like to slow the momentum. And he did that.
This
I got to give him credit.
Year, man. He set the tone in a lot of these games. He led the team in scoring, and he made big baskets down the stretch. Big baskets, whether it were threes, whether it was mid-range. Kind of ran the offense through him. This has been Tyler Hero. To me, it's his year. You say the six-man year was a great year. To me, it's the year. It's everything he's ever wanted. He's a starter.
Yeah, we'll see.
He's a leader.
I mean, he was a starter last year. And
right.
He got one game against Boston, but that was it.
But he doesn't want to be the sixth man. He's already made that very clear. He and his management have told. So, like, it's what he's wanted, and now that he's on that stage, he's doing a great job.
Okay, great.
Oh, great job. When I say great job.
Relax. It's been two games. It's just been two games.
But the whole season as a whole has been a very successful one as far as statistics.
Yeah, he was playing crappy after the All-Star nod.
Still as great as, to me, his best season.
Is it his best season?
By far.
Individually, yeah. But statistically and success and everything, I think he would probably – I'd rather his six-man season because actually they went far. They went further. If you get knocked out in 4 and 5, this means nothing. All it does means is that you got 2 weeks of watching Heat basketball.
But
that's it.
It's not about wins and losses all the time. It's also about your personal stats.
You're in the postseason. It's about wins and losses.
Well, I mean, you could say then the greatest season for Dwight Howard was one of those late seasons with the Lakers because he won it all. He was terrible on those teams.
Yeah, he won a title.
Was that Dwight Howard's best season?
He got a ring. He's got a ring. Individually, it might not have been. But overall, yeah.
His most successful season.
Yeah, to the point where he's been asking, hey, guys, I'll play 5-10 minutes. If you need a big man to contribute. It's all about the ring, B. It's always about the ring.
Tyler Hero, fantastic year, by the way. Looking at some of the stats. He's averaged over 20 the past four seasons. That ties him with Jimmy Butler for doing that. And LeBron James, of course, once again, they had limited time here. But nonetheless, he has, back in 2021-22, averaged 20.7, then 20.1, then 20.8. He's jumped up to basically 24 points this season, 24 points a game this season. That's big time. Field goals, 47%. That's up from all his past numbers.
Hi, it's Sierra Miller. I can't wait for you to check out my new collection of shoes and accessories at Designer Shoe Warehouse. If you love shoes as much as I do, then trust me, I got you. From cute sneakerinas to the perfect flip-flops to stunning heels, these shoes are all style, no drama. It's a girl's girl summer, and DSW has just the shoes. Shop the Sierra Miller collection right now at your DSW store or dsw.com.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of Dash Pass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier and timely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks, no cash access, and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
His 3-point is down a little bit, 37.5%. His rebounds have stayed steady. He's been pretty steady. His assists are up too, but he's been steady these past 4 years, above 20.
Ooh, I can't wait for this series. Max Strus gets revenge against his former team.
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, Strus. Yeah, he's going to get revenge.
Do they still have Dean Wade on the team?
Dean Wade, they got all...
Dean Wade!
Dude, I can't front. Cleveland's got the... They're like the 50-50 team. When I say they're the most balanced team, I'm talking about...
They got good size.
Literally and figuratively speaking. They got some boys that can play. Garland... Mitchell, Mobley, Allen, you got Strus, Dean Wade, Ty Jerome. I never heard of a white boy named Ty.
No, they got him.
No, they got him. I've met Jamal. Jerome. You met a Jamal?
I met a Tyrone, yeah.
You met, really?
Yeah. I met girls named Jermaine. Jermaine's apparently a popular girl name.
And where, in the South?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Why would I wear anyone? Huh?
People name people all types of crazy things in the South, man.
Jeez.
Yeah, I've met Tyrones, Tyrones.
But I'm just saying they got
No, I've not met Tyrones. I've met Tyrones.
You met a Tyrone.
But his name is
his name is Ty Jerome.
That's a weird last name.
His
parents are a little confused right there.
And he's whiter than me. He's the whitest thing I've ever seen.
Well, I hope he's whiter than you.
Clearly he's whiter than me. But clearly he's whiter than me. But I'm just saying, they have a good team. And you know what? I'm going to give credit to coaches. Kenny Atkinson's a hell of a coach.
Mm-hmm.
But he's no Spo.
No. But this is and once again, we're not turning this into the Cleveland Cavaliers show, but the Heat are playing them. This is a gratefully, I think, disrespected number one seed. A lot of people are like, oh, they haven't proven anything. Well, they won a playoff series last year. Played pretty good in that second series also. They beat Orlando last year. Played good in the second series. So they've got some playoff experience. They've got a lot of talent on that team. They can go very far in this playoffs. We'll see what type of opposition the Heat are for them. Once again, one game at a time is the way I'm going to take it. Tomorrow, 7 o'clock, 7:30?
No, I think that was messed up. That Cleveland-Miami starting at 7 o'clock. That game should have been a 1 p.m. game.
Well, that early game.
Well, not only that, but like the West game finished this morning. And they have Memphis and OKC starting at 1 p.m. tomorrow afternoon.
Woo!
That's nasty work.
Hey, look, you don't want that nasty schedule. Make it count during the regular season, I guess. That's fine. Miami Heat, we'll see it go. One game at a time.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of Dash Pass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm.
Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier and timely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks, no cash access, and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Odyssey celebrates Father's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.